So now for the actual hosting of the Knitathon event, and I would like to talk about this experience in relation to the learning outcome for Show Commitment and Perseverance and CAS experiences, as I was completely surprised as to how difficult running the event would be. I thought majority of the work sort of took place in the preparation and investigation phase of just sort of deciding what to even do and how we were gonna make it happen with all the COVID rules. But then as soon as we started, I sort of realized how, I guess, physically and mentally tough it was. And so our challenge was to collectively knit 60 squares in 6 hours, and I don't think we made it to half. And it sort of put into perspective how time-consuming and how much effort sort of goes into the activity of knitting. I think what really took me by surprise, but also really helped me maintain my commitment and motivation for this activity was running the event, but also taking part of it. And so by running the event, it was sort of monitoring how everyone was doing and if they were on track, while also teaching some new people how to knit, or if there were any passerbyers or any teachers that dropped in, and trying to explain to them like what we were doing and what was our cause, but then at the same time also trying to help and knit as many squares as possible. And so I think it was really encouraging that everyone had just put in so much effort, but at the same time we just weren't working as quick as we had hoped. And I think that was really frustrating because we had set a really ambitious goal of 60 squares, and the whole purpose of the event was to try and sort of catalyze the focus group and get it started and make a huge impact right here in the event and do sort of the bulk of the knitting, which we could then send off. But we sort of had to reevaluate. I think we definitely weren't successful in reaching our goal of 60 squares, but I think we were successful in the sense of we were able to get other students that were not part of the focus group to come and even drop by or even just have a look, and maybe not even participate in the knitting if they didn't know how to or weren't keen, but just to sort of see what we're doing and spread the word about what we were doing and why we were doing it. And this was sort of reiterated right at the start when we had the slideshow presentation that gave an overview of what Knit a Square does, the organization in Africa, and how we at UWC, having our focus group, can support that wider organization. I think beyond just this day, we had to show a lot of commitment and perseverance throughout all the focus group sessions, just in terms of continuing to knit and I guess try and work towards this goal of producing as many squares or as many knitted pieces as possible right until we ship them off to the Knit a Square organization.